You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. 29 days to Election Day. Lots going on. We have a very, very busy show coming up for you. Also, a reminder, President Biden will be in Milwaukee tomorrow to highlight portions of his bipartisan infrastructure law and focusing on removing lead pipes from the city of Milwaukee. Our news team here at Civic Media will be following President Biden's trip to Wisconsin tomorrow, and we'll have updates for you all throughout the day. And you can also go to our website at civicmedia.us. Coming up on the show, we have Melissa Kay, our colleague. She's also the news director at WFHR and WIRI for Civic Media. She will be here at 10:33. She had an opportunity to speak to a survivor of Hurricane Helene, and it's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about how we can help.
Good.
And what we can do. 11:06, the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will be here. We're going to talk about all things. The Dairy Expo was just last week,
yep.
So we'll find out what happened at that. I also have a question. I heard one of her pieces that aired across Civic Media on sheep with dreadlocks, and I have questions. And then Corey Hartman, Civic Media's engineer, chief engineer, and doer of many things.
Yes, wearer of many hats.
Wearer of many hats. We'll be here at 11:33 to talk about Hurricane Milton, which, of course, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, parts of Tennessee just got creamed from Hurricane Helene. Now we have Hurricane Milton, which is heading directly for Florida's western coast, and it's already a Category 4. Yesterday, it was a Category 1. And this is the problem now with these latest storms, is the rapidity or the quickness in which they get bigger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So Corey's going to talk to us about Hurricane Milton and tragically what those poor folks down there can expect. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess. First, though, we're going to start with this. I saw this last week and we didn't have an opportunity to get around to it, but I think it is important. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has thoughts that he occasionally shares on Twitter. Here's his latest thought. Voters are long over January 6th. Walls and the moderators talking about the VP debate are obsessed. While most Americans are focused on issues related to high prices, border security, public safety, and free speech. So here is my question to you. Are you over January 6th? Is it just, yeah, it happened. No worries. It's all good.
Wasn't a big deal.
No big deal. 140 officers injured, several committed suicide, damage done to our Capitol.
One of the people who fought with them died as well. I mean,
let's not forget the little noose they had hanging out there for Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
So should we just get over it? We're already over it, according to Scott Walker. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Or if you're watching on a live stream, leave a comment on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. For myself, I am not over January 6th. I watched it happen in real time.
Yep.
I wanted it to be a movie. I did not want that to be reality.
Yeah.
And it was. And watched it for hours and hours and hours.
That image of, it was a far back shot of the Capitol, and you just saw smoke and fire, and it was absolutely, like you said, like it was like a movie.
It was like a movie.
It was like watching a really well shot film. But I remember saying to my coworkers at the time, I don't think this is good. Like when it first started, you saw people rushing the building, like, I just stood up and like, guys, something's happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it was craziness. And no, well, personally, I'll say no, I'm not over it. I never want it to happen again. So
I don't think we should forget what happened that day.
No, we shouldn't try to reframe the narrative either.
No. Completely peaceful tourists who love this country.
/ hostages.
Yeah. Hang Mike Pence, those people.
Yes. Good American folk.
I believe it was Ron Johnson who said, you know, people stayed in the ropes, you know, and they stayed where they were supposed to be. And, oh, there might have been a few outliers, you know, but overall, you know, they were just country-loving patriots.
Yeah. Walking in between the
stanchions.
The stanchions. So, of course, that just means they're just looking around.
Right.
Not stealing things or defecating on things or
going through people's desks.
Yeah. Just, you know,
calling out looking for Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. You know, just normal everyday things.
A normal day.
Yeah.
Just a normal day at the Capitol. Scott Walker says voters are over January 6th and we should just move on. Are you over January 6th? 855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, good morning, guys, and great show. And, well, you know, I'm not over January 6th until those that were involved are brought to justice. And I am over Scotty Walker and all the problems he caused in the state of Wisconsin. He needs to go away and not have his face or his voice or his tweets in our face anymore. The guy that hid when he took away people's rights to unionize and you know, busting the unions. And, oh, Mr. Scotty Walker, we're so far away from you. We're so glad you're not in office anymore. Thank the Lord. Thank you very much for this. And you have a good day. And thank you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Gene. Really appreciate it. I do find it interesting that when Hillary Clinton lost the election and anytime she would opine on something, the talking heads would say, "What? Why doesn't she just go away?
Yeah.
Why? Nobody cares about what you have to say, Hillary." But Scott, Newt Gingrich is still all over the place. Why do we care what Newt Gingrich has to say?
Because those are the guys who had the people like Newt Gingrich and before that had the GOP look, the sheen, and now they've moved over to the darker sides of their own party. And when they talk and they support the viewpoints of Donald Trump, it's like, well, look, we have Newt Gingrich instead of the like crazy howler monkey and, you know, weirdo from Florida and weirdo from Colorado. So they think those individuals lend them credibility.
That's what it is.
Scott Walker, the man who said he went bald because he bumped his head on a shelf.
Kitchen cabinet, I believe.
Oh, my apologies.
At least clarify the encounter he had with the inanimate object. I believe it was a kitchen cabinet.
My apologies.
Jim from Appleton texting in, listening on WGBW. I'll be over January 6th when people like Ron Johnson and other high-level conspirators are held accountable. Good point. And I think with Hurricane, again, the news cycle moves so quickly now. And I think the report that the Jack Smith filing on many more details about what led up to the January 6th attack at the Capitol, there's lots of people in that dock.
Yes.
Lots and lots of people were involved with this.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to Jim Santel, who is a lawyer and host of Amicus Law Review on Saturdays here on Civic Media. We're going to talk to Jim tomorrow at 11. Thank you. Jim Santel will be here to break down that filing from Jack Smith.
Strap in, folks. There's going to be a lot of information happening when he's here.
Jim is wonderful.
Yes.
He's absolutely wonderful.
Can't wait.
And again, things just get pushed off the front pages because the news just never stops.
Yeah, it doesn't. But that allows those individuals to reframe the historical accuracy. You know, when it happened, the same congressmen who are now saying get over it were running for their lives. unless you're Josh Hawley and he was running away with his fist up in the air, whatever. Right. But it was the same. They were humans in that moment, fearing for their lives, fearing for their safety, getting to where they needed to be away from these individuals. And I can't remember his name right now, but I always think about that young police officer who led them away from the offices that
led them upstairs.
Yep. But it's that news cycle that allows them to say, well, they were tourists. Well, they were patriots. Well, now they're hostages. They're in need of pardons from the president because they are the ones who it's the thing is, you can't have it both ways, buddy.
Well, and that's where it's tricky, too, because weren't they originally members of Antifa?
Oh, yeah. Originally,
originally the attackers at the Capitol were Antifa disguised as Trump supporters.
Oh, no, no. It was an all-star. It was Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the corrupt FBI. I'm sure Hillary Clinton was in there somewhere with a laptop in her hand. But, yeah, it was all of those individuals posing
right.
as MAGA supporters. But then that didn't become a narrative that supported water, so they had to move on to something else.
Well, that's because none of these people were Antifa or members of the FBI or anything like that. They were actually Trump supporters.
They were traitors.
Yeah, and now they're heroes and hostages.
Yes.
Calvin?
Well, yeah, and I mean, you can just go to the right-wing sources. I think it was InfoWars, if you watch their reporting of January 6th, when it starts, it's they're patriots, they're heroes, this is the American Revolution. As the day progresses, it gets Ashley Babbitt shot, and then it's out of control police officer. And then by the next day, it's all FBI, they're all FBI
right.
agents. And then
go on to Calvin.
Now they're all tourists, and then now they're all hostages for being in jail. So it's just an evolution to fit whatever narrative they want.
And the thing that really inflames it burns my grits is the fact that now when you say about officers dying, their response is, who died that day? What officers died that day? Because they died the next day or down the road or had, that no longer counts. It's not applicable. You know, the back the blue Law and Order Party doesn't care about dead police officers.
And still will not give them a commemoration.
Nope.
Still have refused to give them a commemoration, all those Capitol police officers that protected them that day.
I'm feeling my genie from Eau Claire energy happening right now, getting real fired up.
We're going to continue this conversation. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker checking in saying, voters are over January 6th. Are you over it? Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, said recently that voters are over January 6th. Please get over it. It's done. It was the past. Are you over it? 855-752-4842. Calvin, we have a clip from an organization called Republican Voters Against Trump. Let's play that clip, please.
Hello, I'm David, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I was an alternate delegate to the 2016 National Republican Convention in Cleveland. I did vote for Donald Trump in 2020. Never again. I think he disqualified himself by leading the insurrection on January 6th. I thought he had a successful presidency, but he's had a horrific post-presidency. He led the mob against the Constitution, really, in trying to overturn a duly elected president. He lost, and January 6th is a disgrace, a stain on our history. As General Mark Milley said, we swear an oath to the Constitution. Donald Trump's already said what he thinks about the Constitution, and it's not good. We can't elect a man like that who doesn't respect the Constitution. The Constitution is above us all. The president takes an oath to defend the Constitution. He has promised to subvert the Constitution. I'm a conservative Republican, and I believe in rule of law. I believe in the Constitution, and I believe in free and open elections and being a good loser when you lose. Donald Trump lost.
That's David from Madison, Republican voters against Trump. Governor Scott, former Governor Scott Walker, says voters are over January 6th. Are you over it? Tom from Oconto, thank you for your patience, Tom. What did you want to say?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that at least in the people that I typically associate with, I think most are over it. I would say that personally, I would say that I'm over it, but I would also kind of lean back on that and say that I don't forget it. I'd like to make sure it doesn't happen again. But, you know, I think that many people in the state of Wisconsin have a lot more pressing issues that, you know, it's the issue of the day. We have, you know, economy issues. We have immigration issues. We have all these other issues that are really pushing us today and stuff that happened, you know, almost 4 years ago, although I wouldn't call it a foregone thing. We should certainly make sure it doesn't happen again. I don't think most people actually that it's on their mind at all, to be honest with you.
Fair enough, Tom. I appreciate your perspective. I do. Yes, there are economic issues. Prices are still high, but the stock market's going gangbusters. Inflation is down. Wages are up.
Jobs
are exploding. And I think for some of the policies that the Biden-Harris administration have put into place, it takes a while for these effects to be felt. And I think we're seeing those now.
Yeah,
I do. And I'm not discounting, folks. Yes, the border is a mess. We've said that before. The border is a mess. It's also been an issue that's been kicked down the road for decades and decades and decades and mm-hmm. decades.
Like many other issues, too, honestly.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, I can agree with what Tom is saying. I think that no one's forgetting it, but we have to do other things in our lives. But as he said, we have to make sure it never happens again. And I think what Scott Walker is saying is more like, I like how Tom framed it. It's in our hearts. We remember it. We don't want it to happen again, but we have new things to take care of. Whereas what Scott Walker is saying,
ain't no thing.
You're making a bigger deal about it, but that's not outside the realm of Scott Walker. I mean, it's the same man who said that women about abortion, like victims of rape and incest, it's only a problem for them for the first few months. They get over it after that. That's fine.
Thanks for checking in on uteruses there, Scott. Yeah. Really appreciate
Scott's
that.
Scott's really up to speed on everything, you know, women and current events. Thank you, Scott Walker, for your service.
And bringing clarification to the big issues.
Woo!
Carmela from Milwaukee. Good morning, Carmela. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning. Yeah, I agree. I think never forget kind of thing like with the 911. But we don't forget, but then there's so much that's coming at us all the time. And it's like, how do we in our hearts keep it there and we bring it up? And then people, well, I just mostly want to say GOP MAGA people, they're on their messaging constantly, like lies, and they repeat, and it just stays there, the opposite, instead of like, what am I trying to say, like a memorial, and we'll never forget this, and we don't want it to happen again. They twist it and morph it, and then their negative messaging seems to take over the remembering and trying to make sure it never happens again.
Thank you so much, Carmela. I appreciate you checking in. And Rob from Port Edwards, we're going to go to you real quickly, too, before we run out of time. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. When I listened to the gentleman prior, I snapped. If there's something that's going to destroy our economy, destroy our freedoms, destroy our country, the education system, the list is endless, It's what took place or attempted to take place on January 6th. We cannot for 1 minute give up a laser focus on that. Everything else pales compared to that event. It's, anyway, that's my opinion. You folks have a lovely day.
You too, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Really appreciate it. Well, and I just think Donald Trump and many of Republicans, MAGA Republicans, are already setting the stage for not accepting the results of this election.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we've been hearing this for months, and he says it at all of his rallies now. He doesn't need your money, he said over the weekend. Okay, but keep selling those watches and stuff because he doesn't need any money.
And Bibles.
And but he does need your vote.
Yeah.
And then at one point he said, well, we already have enough votes. So we are still faced with a possibility this could happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't think, I'm not over it.
I'm not over
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, Scooter, I'm just not. News is coming up next. When we return, Melissa Kay will be here from Civic Media, News Director for WFHR. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, if you want to find out who is representing you in the Wisconsin legislature, because we do have new maps now, we have everything you could possibly need. It is the Civic Media's new legislative voter guide. You will find everything, and I mean everything. If you have questions about the election 29 days from today, go to civicmedia.us/voter-guide. All kinds of stuff on our website at civicmedia.us. All right. Excited to have our friend and colleague join us. Melissa Kay is a news director and on-air personality for WFHR and WIRI. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Good morning, Jane. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You had sent out an interview that you did last week with a survivor of Hurricane Helene. And I listened to it on Friday after I got home. And I was just so moved by this woman and her experience and the things she had to say. Melissa, can you tell us how that all happened, first of all?
Well, Andrea Ducklow is somebody that I knew years ago. We actually knew each other when we lived in Toma. And she had moved down to North Carolina a couple of years ago and had recently moved to Spruce Pine, North Carolina, which is just north of Asheville, which we've heard a lot about in the news because it is a little bit bigger of a town. Well, Spruce Pine is only about 2,200 people, but they were just absolutely devastated. And I had been seeing, because she's part of my friends group on Facebook and I know her daughters. And so I've been seeing posts from her daughters because she was out of touch for 5 days.
Oh my.
I mean, our when it comes to storms in Wisconsin, we have a certain like, oh, there's going to be a tornado. Let's step outside and watch it. And Andrea had said that her mom, at the hint of a wind, they'd be in the basement. But she had always grown up not really afraid of storms. And the last thing that she posted to or sent to her kids was, I'm not usually afraid of storms, but this is the scariest thing I've ever seen. And then she went offline for 5 days.
That must have just been terrifying for her family.
It was terrifying for her children.
Yeah.
But she said to me, she's like, Mom, if I had a basement, I would have been in it. But they don't have basements in North Carolina because they don't prepare for this kind of stuff. Well, this is not what they expect. They prepare for forest fires.
Exactly. And a basement wouldn't have helped her either.
No.
That probably would have made it worse because it would have just filled up with water.
Right. They deal with flooding there as well.
Right. We're going to play some clips from this interview. Melissa, Calvin, play clip number one, please.
It was the scariest storm I've ever been through. I've heard a tornado before, and I swear to God, I heard a tornado coming.
How was she able to get out? I mean, did her house survive?
Yep, her house survived. The one on one side of her, a tree landed on it. On the other side, there was a landslide, and the house slid down the hill. Like, she couldn't see that house previous to the storm. After the storm, she could see it from her house.
Oh, my.
It slid that far down the hill. But she had a tree drop across her driveway, took down power lines. So she was trapped without power for 5 days there. She said she existed on Ritz crackers and tuna fish because she didn't have to cook that.
One of the reasons I really wanted to have you on, Melissa, because the misinformation and disinformation, and let's just call them outright lies, continue about how the Biden-Harris administration is handling relief efforts for a lot of these communities. And let's play clip number 3, Calvin, please.
There are supplies getting to people. They have different areas set up for people to get things they need. But there is still an ongoing rescue mission, too.
If you have seen any of the photos, the destruction in these areas is almost unfathomable. It is so widespread, and essentially downtowns and communities just completely washed away. And then we have the former president going on stage at a rally over the weekend saying, quote, Kamala Harris has left them stranded. This is the worst response to a storm or a catastrophe or a hurricane that we've ever seen. The federal government, the White House, is doing nothing. To that end, FEMA actually now had to put up a web page debunking all the bull that is going on out there about relief efforts. And this is making things worse for people who are affected by these storms.
It absolutely is. And that's one of the things that Andrea said too. She's like, the everything I saw was awful down there. It was absolutely horrendous. What I'm seeing on social media is making it worse. She said the misinformation is not helping them. It's hurting them. They have, you know, there are groups were in place before the storms hit. They were ready. They were prepared as you could be.
Right.
But, you know, some of the topography there, they're in the mountains. They have one road that goes up to someone's house. If that road is gone or if it's washed away or if it's structurally unsound, it's really hard to get up there. They're doing the best that they can, but it's going to take time.
Oh, absolutely. And just the communications, at least in some of those areas, those more remote areas, Melissa, they still don't have cell phone service.
No.
And
Andrea said the only thing that saved her was a satellite update she had done on her phone. That's the only reason she was able to communicate, because it said, do you want to let people know you're okay? And she's like, heck yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing report I saw over the weekend was that because in some areas there is still not cell phone service, and if emergency responders, people are posting things on Facebook saying, so-and-so is trapped up on this ridge, you know, and they send a crew up there and there's no one there. So they're actually diverting resources.
They're wasting
these resources.
Wait, what?
Yes. People are putting up bogus information on social media to send rescue crews to an area where there is no one.
I hope those people are arrested, because that seems like a crime.
If it's not a crime, it should be a crime.
It absolutely should be, because these people that are, you know, well, we can look from the outside, and even people who lived through Hurricane Katrina said, yes, I was without power for 5 days. I was stuck. And it seemed like forever during the time, but these things take time. The crews needing to get in there to restore the power, not only just to, you know, put the power lines back up, they have to rebuild stuff.
Yes.
It's not just, you can't just flip a switch and go, oh, yep, it's fixed.
Well, and put up a telephone pole and put some lines up. That's not how this works.
It makes me really worried to see what, if the same thing happens there that happened in Texas when the grid went, not the grid, but when the power went out this year, and you had people shooting at linemen coming in from out of the state and giving them poisoned water and harassing them just for trying to help these individuals. Because that's where, I mean, you have a congresswoman who's saying that we can control the weather.
Yeah.
And what was the, it was, but then social media is just reverberating that message of, it's like, you know, FEMA is not doing a good enough job. Oh, why is this only hitting certain states? Like it's, you're, could you imagine how much good you could do if you took all of that energy and just at the very least said, donate blood, donate water, donate money,
something good.
Yes.
Just one little thing. I'm not even asking you to go down there and help. I'm just saying use your platform to help.
Well, and that's another thing as far as being able to help. And we're going to get to more of that. But we started talking about this last week, Melissa, and told folks go to civicmedia.us/help. We have direct links to agencies that are on the ground there, including the Red Cross, including Samaritan's Purse and World Central Kitchen as well. I've seen their videos. They're there. They've got crews there. And as Andrea said, FEMA is also there. Kevin, play clip number four, please.
I will tell you, FEMA is there helping people fill out applications. I have seen the Chinooks with the military there, and what they're helping with right now is search and recovery.
There are people on social media saying that FEMA is confiscating supplies, that FEMA is staying in hotels, really nice hotels, and only working until 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so people who need housing who have been displaced can't stay anywhere because the FEMA people are all staying and living it up at this hotel. That's a lie.
And diverting resources to the border. Like they're bringing immigration into it. It's, you don't get into FEMA to be a millionaire. Sorry, Melissa, go on. Sorry.
I was just saying, they're doing whatever they can to manufacture outrage when the outrage should already exist because these people are suffering and they need help. And you could do more to help them by promoting the right places to donate, you know, helping dispel the disinformation that is hurting people and could potentially cause people to die. I mean, this is not, and we've got more storms coming.
Yes.
Hurricane season is here.
Yeah,
when we're going to be talking about today.
Milton is coming, and Milton, which now right now is in the Gulf of Mexico, it's already a Category 4. It went from a 1 to a 4 in like a day.
Yeah.
And Corey Hartman's going to be joining us at 11:33 to talk about Hurricane Milton, which is going to hit some of the spots that were already devastated by Helene. Melissa Kay is our guest. She's news director and on-air personality for WFHR and WIRI, part of the Civic Media radio family, and she had the opportunity to talk to a survivor of Hurricane Helene and trying to combat all this disinformation. And I'm sorry, I'm sick of using that word. They're just lying. Like the former president, Donald Trump, continues to say, said Georgia Governor Brian Kemp couldn't get President Biden on the phone. Brian Kemp himself debunked that claim. Trump also said Kamala spent all her FEMA money, billions of dollars, on housing for illegal immigrants, the worst response in the history of hurricanes. You know whose administration actually did divert FEMA funds? Donald Trump.
Mm.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. When confronted with that, too, when he said Brian Kemp couldn't get a hold of President Biden, a reporter in that audience said, yes, he did. He talked to him the day of. And Donald Trump's response, no, he didn't. Like, and that's good enough.
It's his own reality.
Yeah.
So whatever he says is reality, and that's just, and it just manifests itself because it came out of his mouth.
And don't forget his GoFundMe page.
Yeah. If you want to donate money to make sure it gets to the people who need help, I wouldn't go to that as a good, trustworthy place to park your money. Go to civicmedia.us/help. American Red Cross, World Central Kitchen, Samaritan's Purse. These are reputable, trustworthy organizations. Don't go to a super PAC. Don't go to some other people, because this is a time of year
grifters.
There's grifters. All kinds of people are going to come up with their own. This is what we're going to do for these people. And the other thing you can do, which we highly encourage, is give blood.
Yes.
Yes.
Thursday.
Absolutely give blood.
Give them on Thursday.
And if you can, if there's a local group, we have a local group here in Wisconsin Rapids that are taking supplies down, but they have a place to go. And that's the thing Andrea said too. Don't just show up with supplies. That does not help. They need the roads for the trucks. They need the roads for the rescue operations.
Melissa, can you stay with us for another break?
Yes.
We will continue this conversation. Brendan, I see you on the phone. Don't hang up. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our guest is Melissa Kay, our friend and colleague from Civic Media. She's the news director and on-air personality for WFHR and WIRI, and had the opportunity to speak with Andrea Ducklow, who was living in Tennessee, very near, in North Carolina, very near Asheville, which of course was devastated by Hurricane Helene. And we were talking about the lies that are essentially being told about the response of the federal government. I think it's really important that we reinforce why they don't want people just showing up there. And I don't doubt that many people are doing this out of the goodness of their hearts, wanting to bring things and to help out. But Calvin, play clip number five, please.
The one thing I will say is they don't want people just going there and taking stuff. The roads are still not good, and they need the roads that we have for the big equipment to get in and out, for the linemen to get in and out, for the recovery efforts, which are still ongoing because there's still a lot of people missing.
And there, I mean, there are roads that are completely washed away, especially in some of these mountainous areas. And if you go there, the last thing you need to do is get stuck or get in trouble and have to divert more resources away. And the other thing, too, is if you show up there with a truckload of supplies, where are you going to stay?
Right. And where are you going to go with those supplies?
Exactly. So if you have something locally, like you said, Melissa, what's going on up there?
We have a group with the, I did not pull it up, but they are an organized group. They have a place that they're going. It's being organized through a volunteer legitimate organization.
Right.
So they're filling up a semi trailer with supplies, water. They're asking for generators and chainsaws because they're going to be needed. Oh. People don't have power. They need. The trees are down everywhere. Roads, like you said, roads are washed out. Andrea said that the road she traveled on to get out of North Carolina and into Tennessee, she said she saw just horrible things that she doesn't want to even talk about. But as soon as she got out, they closed down that road.
Wow.
Because there's still, some of this, the roads are structurally not sound.
Yeah.
So they need people to not drive on them so they are not making them worse so they can be fixed.
We're talking about Andrea Ducklow, who was able to get out of Tennessee, survive Tennessee. Why do I keep saying that? North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina. And I think it's really important, Calvin, we play this clip six, please, from Andrea Ducklow.
Don't politicize our disaster. because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
Don't politicize this. Don't make these states and these poor people political footballs. It's wrong. I don't care which administration it is. It's wrong. And they deserve better than that from all of us. So go to civicmedia.us/help. We have links there. You can see Melissa's entire piece and listen to Melissa's entire piece at civicmedia.us/news. Brendan from New Jersey has been very patient on the phone. Brendan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I think that I just can't even imagine. I just took a phone call in my industry. I'm in the rental vehicle industry, and we just had these folks get clobbered. I had dealers lose their homes and their businesses all in the same scoop. I just took a call from a woman who lives in the Tampa area because we know there's a 10-foot wall of water heading for Tampa, saying, I haven't recovered from last year.
Yeah.
And can I get my vehicles to high ground without the insurance company knowing where I'm keeping them? I said, by all means, get them where you need to get them. But to stay clear of the scams, let's try to get a hold of where we can send baby clothes and food, because the scams are going to involve your money and your debit cards. Mm-hmm. So canned food, dry food that can be moved and packaged and can stay safe where they need to be is the way to go, I think. Unless you can find a true charity that you trust. All you America First and all you Make America Greater Again, you better be doing all this right now, because otherwise I don't want to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Brendan. Really appreciate it. Well, and I think it's important to note that GOP House Speaker Moses Mike Johnson has said that the FEMA funding that was included in the stopgap spending bill approved last week is enough. So there's no need for lawmakers to come back early.
Oh, of course not.
And there were a number of representatives in the House who voted against increasing FEMA, including Matt Gaetz of Florida, MTG of Georgia, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Thomas Massey of Kentucky.
Tommy Tuberville
of Alabama, Chip Roy of Texas. Our very own Ron Johnson voted against it, too. Oh, and Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
Standing up for their constituents there.
Yeah.
And Derek Van Orten voted against it. Something I want to make a mention, too. Brendan was talking about food. Melissa made a mention in our chat, can openers.
That's a great point.
Can openers are needed, so if you can donate those, that'd be great.
Go to our website, civicmedia.us/help. Melissa Kay, great work. Thank you so much for doing what you do. Really appreciate you making time for us today. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.